Well, it certainly is time to get real high with one of the competitors in this year's much-anticipated 2019 Red Bull King of the Air competition. Now, Joshua Emmanuel clearly does not have a fear for heights. You only have to check out his death-defying videos of him basically rocketing along choppy waters and launching himself some 20 meters into the air. He joins you this morning to talk about this year's competition. It's going to be taking place between January 26th and February the 10th at Bloberg's Kite Beach. And I tell you, I walk and run and do all sorts of stuff along there. I live in the area, so along that beach each and every day. And you can see a lot more people coming out, training, getting ready for all of this. Joshua, pleasure having you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
So what does this all entail? How does this thing actually work? So we see a whole lot of kiteboarders out there hopping up and flying and looking like Superman and all the rest of it. But, I mean, what's the sort of rules of engagement there? What do you have to do and how does it actually, how do the judges actually decide?
So the Red Bull King of the Air has quite a cool format. The format runs with 16 riders and basically we have a flag-out system, so after the first 7 minutes of the heat, one of the three riders will be flagged out. And obviously, in that 7 minutes, your main aim is to obviously do the most extreme tricks possible, going as high as possible, doing things at the most extreme at the highest possible height.
Jeez.
And theoretically, just try to push the boundaries of the sport and see what you can do to get through to the next round.
Now, you look at this and people, you know, say, ah, it's a great sport to take up, but it can be rather dangerous. I mean, you talk about extreme. If you don't control and if you can't control and if you're not quite sure how to manage the wind, I mean, you could easily be taken up quite far and brought down to earth in a manner that you or your family members would not like.
Yeah, I mean, you can't necessarily just get taken up and above the point where you don't want to be. The kites have got really good safety systems in place.
Okay.
I mean, just simply letting go of the bar will pretty much take all the power out of the kite. The kites are pretty safe these days.
Okay.
When I started in 2004, I wouldn't maybe say the same thing. But over the years, technology has developed, the safety's developed, and the other sports become a lot safer.
So if you're an old fart like me and you want to learn how to do this, it's reasonably safe.
100%.
Now, how many riders do you actually, and what sort of numbers does one normally get into Bloberg for this competition?
The question there being, like, how many riders?
In terms of people who actually participate in the actual competition itself.
Yeah, so I think there's 18 riders, if I'm not mistaken. So there's nine riders from the previous year that will obviously be in the good pool. They're positioned low enough to be pre-seated for the following year. And then there are, I think, six video entries and three wild cards. So basically the video entry works by submitting a video last year, in the last, like, 2-3 months of the year. And then they have a judges panel who will select six of the videos from all the entries done from all over the world. And then, so six people are going through on video entries and then three guys on wild cards.
Well, all the best. I'll certainly be watching you guys doing whatever you're doing. And great having you on the show. I mean, one of the other things we're going to do on the show is just talk about the Red Bull brand itself. I mean, it started out as an energy drink. It's probably making more money as a media company these days. But some really, really good stuff. Joshua Emmanuel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one, man.